pimp. Pimp, and I usually think I'm being black, for some reason.
And are, do they solicit on the street?
Not really. They just more of a, they serve in a managerial capacity.
And what about the woman who might run a whorehouse, or might have run the
I guess you call her madam.
All right. And then the men that lie around the street in a state of inebriation?
Yeah. A drunk, a bum. I guess maybe a derelict. I don't think a derelict would necessarily have a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a fellow in Troy who just wanders around. I don't think he drinks, but no visible means of support or anything like that. I guess I'd call him a derelict, maybe a bum.
Mm-hmm. What's a hobo?
Someone who travels around.
Do they still have hobos?
I don't know of them.
I think of them as carrying all their goods on a stick on their back.
Making mulligan stew.
Yeah, riding freight trains. How about somebody who drinks to excess but who is the president of a large corporation?
Yeah, well, he's an alcoholic. He's not a drunk.
Okay. Any other terms like that for drunk or derelict?
Wino.
Who is drunk on wine?
Mm-hmm. Or anything else he can get his hands on.
Mm.
Guy was telling me about one wino he saw stealing a bottle of Aquavelva. Drank that.
And did he live to tell the tale?
Guess so. He probably cured his halitosis, too.
Oh, dear. And then cheap hotels that cater to derelicts?
Flop House, Fleabag Hotel. I'd probably call it a Roach Palace.
Mm.
Like some of the hotels I've stayed in. I guess that'd be it.
Okay. So on your lag's travels that you stay in Roach Palaces?
Yeah, well, let's not get into that.
Anything to save money? How about the illegal substance that many young people smoke?
Yeah, marijuana. Let's see other names for that. Pot. Grass. Seems a little bit old hat, though, getting old. Weed, about the same way. Let's see, marijuana. I've heard Mary Jane, and again, that sounds a little old-fashioned now. And sometimes when I'm joking about it, I'll pronounce it marijuana. Like
is that, the correct pronunciation?
I think it might be. I don't know. Not the way I did it, I'm sure. And I've heard of different types, but know nothing about it, like Colombian. They're supposed to be different types of Colombian, and that Acapulco gold is supposed to be real good. And I've heard it called good stuff, and it's called shit, too. Real good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's about all.
The form that it comes in, what you call the thing.
Gosh. I knew that. Kilo is a pretty good bit. What is it? Kilo, bad gum.
No, but just the thing that you smoke.
Oh, a joint, yeah.
Yeah.
And the reefers, so again, sounds a little bit old hat. Bad gum.
If you bought it in a bag, you might.
Yeah, I know. What do you call it? It's not a nickel and dime bag, is it? That sounds more like heroin.
I think they do use that for marijuana.
Is that right? Yeah. But there's something else that I can't recall.
What would it mean to say nickel and dime?
I guess just the amount that you're purchasing and what you pay for it, some sort of
would the
code
nickel mean,
for that.
What would the nickel mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, did we exhaust that one?
I guess so.
Okay, shall we start on the hard drugs then?
Yeah, won't get much, so let's see. Heroin.
Nicknames for it?
Yeah, I've heard H, horse. Big H, maybe. Smack.
What form does it come in?